Ashy.
Yes.
A new show is about to hit Channel 10 tonight at 7:30. It's an absolute cracking concept. I love this so much. And one of our absolute favourites joins us right now from the show. Doghouse Australia premieres tonight on Network 10. Dr. Chris Brown. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning.
Hello.
Officially coming to you from you know, not an emotional doghouse. No one ever wants to be in that. But,
no.
But another doghouse of sorts. So nice to chat with you.
Yeah, you too. This is cool. So can you tell us what this is all about? Because I'm really, really interested in it. And that, look, they've found the perfect host to do this, haven't they?
Yeah.
The concept is that, you know, we have so many dogs out there that need homes and you know, people so often decide to go to a breeder or you know, find a dog through other means. But there are so many great little personalities who need homes and shelters, and this kind of just demystifies the process of finding the perfect shelter dog. So we take people, we hear what they want, what they're looking for in a dog, and then we match them with something completely different and surprise them with a match that isn't on looks or breed or anything like that, but it's more about the personality and the energy levels and essentially what that dog needs and the fact that these people, we believe, can provide it. And I think that's that matchmaking based around their actual true personality is what it's all about, really.
Dr. Chris, I reckon you're onto something here because the Sippy Creek Animal Refuge here on the Sunny Coast is famous for doing its bit to help people find forever homes for the stray dogs and the rest of it. And coming into Christmas is a very important time because there will be a lot of people out there thinking about doing exactly what we've said about getting pets for Christmas, which is always a little bit of a scary time, I think.
And I think
it can be sometimes misguided, as best intentioned as people might be. But the one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about is quite often you'll see pets look like their owners, right? I have never seen so many people not look like French bulldogs in my life. Because the Sunshine Coast is a very trendy part of the world, my friend, and there is every second dog is a Frenchie at the moment. And bollocks to that, if people don't have ears bigger than their pushed-in noses, it's not funny.
It's true, and their eyes just are nowhere near big enough to deserve walking around with a French bulldog. But I've got to say, you know, living, working around Bondi for years, I've always been amused by. I think it's almost like people choose a dog that essentially its temperament is like what they aspire to be. So I've always seen a lot of personal trainers who want to be muscular have statics, right?
Yes.
And then you have sort of the influencer sort of model type. Usually have, you know, very pristine, long-legged, beautiful,
Dobermans.
Dobermans or oodles or, you know, those sort of dogs. So, but the hair is always amazing.
Yes.
And so,
you strike me as a golden retriever, Dr. Chris Brown, just on that note, you know?
Yeah.
Have you had that before?
I have. I've often wondered what my dog would be. And I think golden retriever, Great Dane, perhaps.
Mm. Yeah.
It's like... There is there's a boar. Have you ever seen a borzoi? It's like a really long-haired greyhound.
Yes.
You know, that would be another one. Just flowing locks that just sort of look like they're in slow motion when they're jogging.
Ash should be a whippet. Whippet good.
Whippet real good? Nice.
I'd be a dash hound. I'd be a sausage dog because it's like I'm a Doberman, but I'm like lowered.
So you're fully sick, mate.
Totally.
Dr. Chris Brown, thank you so much for joining us. We could talk to you all day long, but we do have to fly. Enjoy it, and good luck for your new show.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
Doghouse Australia tonight, Network 10, Channel 10 at 7:30. All the best, my brother.
Hey, thank you.